clearing my throat and saying hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. Gray Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As always, I am sitting with my oatmeal. I have already finished a cup of coffee. I'm very excited and sharing my excitement with you. Before I get to Greg Kim, who's there to interview one of the city council, potential city council candidates, or is a candidate but a member. Anyway, there's stuff going on with the fair. I want you to know, if you want to be a part of the Bethel Fair, please pay attention to the Chunder Drums and contact me more later at the end of the show. Without any further ado, Greg Kim is in the studio now with one of our potential, well, one of our candidates for the city council. So without any further ado, here he is. Greg, take it away.
Good morning. As Grady mentioned, we're continuing our series of profiles on candidates for Bethel City Council. And this morning with me, I have...
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Alyssa, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Good morning. I grew up in Northern Illinois, not Chicago. I received a degree from Illinois State University. I got a Bachelor's of Science in Environmental Health. I did, as part of my degree program, I did my internship at Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. And while I was there, I kind of decided that, you know, Anchorage looked a lot like the cities I had lived in already. It reminded me of Rockford, where I grew up. And so I decided I kind of wanted to go a little more rural. I moved to Bethel almost 7 years ago in December to start my career in environmental health at the YKHC Office of Environmental Health, or OEHE, a lot of people know it as. And somewhere along the way, I met my husband, Brandon, and we've been married now for almost a year. Our one-year anniversary is actually Election Day, October 1, so think of me on Election Day.
What made you want to go more rural?
You know, I did, when I did my internship at ANMC, I got to do one village trip with their with ANTHC's environmental health program. We went to Kodiak, got to go to Old Harbor, and, you know, it was so awesome compared to all the politics that I had been, exposed to in working at the hospital. And so I thought doing, you know, village-based environmental health was more the way I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's try and give people a little insight into your personality. What's your favorite trait about yourself?
Oh, man. So I think my favorite trait about myself is that if I commit to something, if I say I'm going to do something, I will follow through with it. You know, I think accountability is so important in personal and professional, you know, in anything you do personally or professionally. You know, being able to count on someone, even if it's just, you know, someone asks you to come help them move, or someone needs you to run them some brake fluid for their car, or, you know, that knowing you can count on someone, I think is, you know, really important.
Mm-hmm. Is that follow through and commitment something that you think is going to carry you through if you are elected a council member?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think that is exactly what I was getting at, you know, that when you're on council, I think people should be able to count on you and know that you're going to follow through with anything you say you're going to, you know, as if it's a little thing or if it's getting an ordinance put on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe some other things that you think make a good council member?
Man, there's a lot of things, I think, but, you know, transparency with any decisions being made. I don't think the community should ever have to wonder if there's corruption going on, or, you know, we shouldn't even have to wonder about that. So, you know, transparency and being honest with the people that elected you in there, or even, you know, maybe we didn't all vote for you, but, you know, you should still try to have the trust of your community.
Mm-hmm. When you've worked on teams in the past, whatever project that might be, what kind of role do you think you play?
I think it depends on, what we're working on or what the topic is. if it's something I'm really familiar with, if I'm, you know, you might say like a subject matter expert on some like, you know, things, maybe things like I do at work every day, you know, like water quality stuff, you know, then maybe I would want to take the lead. If it's something I'm unfamiliar with, I might sit back and let somebody else, you know, lead the way and chime in as necessary, or, you know, provide support.
Okay, so a little bit of flexibility in your role, depending on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's imagine you on this current council. How do you think you would interact with other members?
Really good question. I think I would just try to...
And let me clarify mm-hmm. the question a little bit. Would you take an assertive role, or is that an environment where you think you would play a leader or kind of sit back and, as a new member, take in what they're doing? How would you respond?
Well, I think it would kind of depend on what exactly we're looking at. But, I mean, as far as our current council, you know, I have a lot to learn, definitely, you know, so I wouldn't want to totally go in, you know, guns a-blazing, but I'd be assertive where when it's needed, you know, when there's certain things going on. I think it's important that if our community leaders, our council members, can stand up and say what's needed, or, you know, to stand up for what's right. I think that's really important. So, I could do that.
mm-hmm. Why do you want to be on this city council?
You know, it's no secret that I have been pretty critical of the current city council.
And what do you mean by no secret?
I go to People to Be Heard a lot. I've been to People to Be Heard, I think. Man, I was going to look at my notes. I've been, I think, like 6 or 7 or 8 times now.
And what have you mostly been talking about when you go?
I knew you were going to ask that. I've gone and I went and spoke in favor of the Avenues Pipe Project. I went and spoke in favor of the ordinance that Councilman Albertson put forward to amend the alcohol code. I've spoke against the ordinance for benefits for the city council members. I think some of those I went and spoke a couple of times on. I spoke in favor of the Pinkies Park lighting project, kind of for and against, but, you know, it for and it definitely.
What do you mean for and against?
You know, some of us didn't like the way the budget mod got slipped through in that, but at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter, and at the end of the day, what matters is that the project's going forward, the city had the money, it was just kind of, folks didn't agree with the process, but, you know, so I've been at council a lot in the last, over the last, I guess, a lot of 2019, and I try to always, if I'm not sitting there in person, listening to it, or, you know, watching it unfold, I'm at home listening to it on the radio, or thankfully you guys, KYUK has been posting the whole meeting, you know, so like one time I was out of town, so I had to catch it later. But, you know, I've been critical of council, and, you know, I'm invested now. I'm kind of in it, and I didn't really realize I was going down this path, I guess. I've been going down this path for a few months now, headed towards this election. I didn't even really realize it until, like, the week before the applications were due, that this was something I kind of felt like I had to do. That, you know, I'm the kind of person that if you're unhappy with something or you're dissatisfied with something, that you for me at least, I have to take action. I need to try at least to make it better. Or make, you know, improve it.
Mm-hmm. So having observed this council, you felt, rather than criticize from the sideline, you felt like you needed to be a player.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
What are some of those criticisms you have of this council?
You know, really similar to a lot of people around town are just kind of dissatisfied with the decorum, for lack of a better word, that fits it pretty well. You know, just the.
Can you expand on what people mean by decorum? That word's been used a lot.
You know, just the like bullying and attitudes towards each other. The council hasn't always been like this, and it doesn't have to be. That I would think everyone on city council is working towards the same goals of improving things around town in one way or another. So I, you know, in general, it's kind of surprising that people would be at odds when we should all have been elected, I think, with the same goals in mind.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me maybe some items on your resume that prove that you have the qualifications and experience to be a city council member? And maybe any volunteer work you've done in the city?
Yeah, so I've been on the Public Works Committee since, oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on how long. I think since October 2017. And actually, the first few months I was on it, we didn't meet because we didn't have enough members to have a quorum. So as soon as we did meet, I took the role of co-chair. But, you know, being on Public Works, I think, is a good preparation. I think a lot of, you know, most, I almost wish it was a prerequisite that to be on council, you have to have already served on a committee or commission, just because it's, you know, it's a group that relies on you being there. If everyone isn't there, I mean, depending on the size of your group, the size of the committee or commission, if everyone doesn't show up, you can't meet. Everyone mm-hmm. just, you know, you just kind of wasted people's time to drive over there. And we've had that happen a few times, but for the most part, it's been pretty good with people showing up. But even in, you know, on that committee, on my own time and dime, back in May, I did a survey of all the dumpsters in Bethel. Maybe people saw me at the dumpsters with my green clipboard. I saw a lot of people looking at me like, what is this lady doing? But I went around and did a survey of the dumpsters because I, you know, you see a lot of Facebook posts complaining about dumpsters. So I thought we could try to direct the solid waste department in some easy ways to improve our existing system. And one of the things that's coming out of that, soon we should have, we're just reviewing them, or we're working on draft language for metal signs to be hung at all the dumpsters that say, you know, like prohibited items, the landfill hours, so people know when they can go bring their items themselves to the dumpster, or to the landfill. And then, what else was going to be on there? The phone number to call if you want large item pickup, because that's one of the complaints that people post a lot about, all the big bulky items at dumpsters. So, you know, I think it's really important to work with the staff and employees and departments at the city that we have, rather than, like, coming in with the attitude of drain the swamp and come in and fire everyone, or, you know, we don't have Bethel's small. We got to work with who we have here. And, you know, I think increasing the expectations of, you know, like what we want to see. I think we'll see some improvements with the dumpsters, and we're working on an Adopt the Dumpster program too, so that instead of just, you know, informally, I know a lot of dumpsters are kind of adopted by neighborhoods or people that just live by them right now, so that there'll be a way for people to know who's maintaining those dumpsters maybe, and that's just something we're working on again. I think the city had that a number of years ago.
Cool. Running close to the end of the time, let's keep moving into what are the specific things that you want to accomplish if you get elected?
I really want to, first of all, you know, just getting some new people into council, you know, will change the tone of the meetings. I think that's really important. Kind of bring it back to being productive. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to do is revive the alcohol task force, regardless of what happens with the local option on the election. I think the alcohol task force should come back to life, if you will. I think they met a couple times last year. I think, you know, I contacted Rick Robb recently to try to see if when the next meeting for that would be, because alcohol is definitely still a big issue. That's something I'd like to look at, and better enforcement with illegal sales. I know that's, hot on a lot of people's minds, that if we get rid of the liquor stores, you know, there's still going to be the illegal sales. So I'd like to look into ways we could curb that, mm-hmm. you know, at least try to make it harder. My own husband a lot of times will say, you know, if people want it, they can still get it. And it's like, well, let's make it harder then.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Alyssa. Is there any last thing you want to say to your potential constituents?
Vote Gustafson Leary on October 1. And, you know, even if you don't have strong feelings about city council candidates, pay attention to these coffee at KYUK. We're going to have the candidate forum. But we really want to see what people think about the three ballot measures. So
great. Thank you.